You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to the curator of the second largest collection of maps in the country, which is housed at UW-Milwaukee.
First, a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that nearly three-quarters of the state's counties are facing a significant shortage of psychiatrists.
The shortage is particularly bad in northwestern Wisconsin, where a stretch of 10 counties has no psychiatrist at all.
Jason Stein is the director of research at the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jude.
So lay out the findings for us. How bad is this shortage?
Well, when you look at data from the Wisconsin Medical Society, you see that 20 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have no psychiatrists at all. 10 more have less than one full-time psychiatrist because they're sharing one with multiple counties. If you look under the standard the state uses, 55 of the 72 counties in Wisconsin have a psychiatrist shortage. The federal government has a little tighter standard, but even under that, 37 counties, or more than half of the state, have a shortage of psychiatrists. And because psychiatrists are older, are aging, particularly in these shortage areas, the problem is even a little worse than just the raw numbers show.
And before we dig into the data and what it means, what do psychiatrists do that not having a psychiatrist in a county or a larger area, what kind of hole that leaves?
Sure. Well, I mean, in broad terms, psychiatrists play an important role, you know, diagnosing and treating mental health disorders, including prescribing medications. And so they do perform some functions that are specific or, you know, at least reduced within the healthcare system to that role. And so, you know, it is pretty important to have a supply of practitioners.
So there may be psychologists, counselors, therapists, but there's no one in that area that's able to prescribe medication if it's needed.
They certainly play a key role in that area.
So tell us about some of the places where the shortage is really acute. Are there other commonalities of those areas besides the fact that they don't have psychiatrists?
Clearly, they tend to be rural areas in the northern part of the state, particularly northwest of the state, although you also see some of these counties in the central Sand region in the central part of the state. You also see as well, you know, these are areas where there is as well shortages in other types of healthcare disciplines, but it's, you know, appears to be particularly acute in the realm of psychiatry.
And as you mentioned, there psychiatrists are in short supply. Also, it's an aging group in the medical field. Is this something that's been building over time, or did something change that has really put extra stress on this situation?
Right. So that's a little outside the scope of our report, but we did look at national data that suggested that this problem could be getting worse. When you look at 2003 to 2013, the number of physicians in the U.S. increased by about 14%, but the numbers of psychiatrists stayed flat, declined slightly. So there is some evidence to suggest that this may be getting worse for, in particular, in the area of psychiatry.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now. He's the director of research at the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Their new report is looking at a crisis of a shortage of psychiatrists in many Wisconsin counties. And certainly mental health is a very large field, Jason. One big part of it is dealing with addiction. And, you know, we are dealing with an opioid crisis here in Wisconsin, across the nation, other types of addiction. Tell us how this shortage of psychiatrists can play out in the face of the opioid crisis.
Well, we do see significant treatment gaps in Wisconsin, as identified by the State Department of Health Services. And, you know, so part of that is the treatment gap specifically for addiction. So the department found that less than one quarter of the estimated 456,000 state residents in need of treatment for addiction receive it. So that's a gap of like 77%. So again, you know, when you're talking, now that's looking at, you know, overall treatment providers, but when you're looking at, you know, gaps like that, certainly not having an adequate number of psychiatrists is going to contribute to that.
And let's kind of put some faces and stories on this issue. So for people living in one of the 55 counties where there is a psychiatrist shortage, what does that look like, and how does that manifest in their day-to-day lives?
Well, I think the thing that was most striking to me is that if you look in like the northwest part of the state, so the counties that are north of Eau Claire, you see that, you know, in some cases, if you're in a county like Rusk, not only does your county not have any practicing psychiatrists, but none of the contiguous counties have a practicing psychiatrist. So you could be looking at driving not just one, but a county and a half or even two counties over to reach a practitioner who, you know, again, and there's not a guarantee that that practitioner would have the right expertise for the particular problem or have availability. So, I mean, that sort of speaks to if you were, say, parents that had a child that was challenged with autism or, you know, some other mental health challenge like that, you can see the potential difficulties that that family might face in accessing treatment.
And it seems like a lot of times when someone needs to see a professional, it's quickly because there's been some kind of a crisis or something has gotten to a breaking point. I'm guessing that there are long wait periods if a psychiatrist in County X is actually serving the 10 counties around it. So where do people end up if they can't get in to see the appropriate mental health professional?
Right. And so some of this questions like waiting lists are outside the scope of our report, which is relatively short and mainly aimed at just starting a conversation about this issue, or at least deepening it. But I think clearly, you know, one of the things that we speak to is, you know, there are potential solutions, and we can talk more about that. But, you know, one of them would be potentially telemedicine, in which you would do consultation through technology at a distance. But again, some of the challenges there could be that, you know, to the extent that there are overall gaps and an overall shortage of psychiatrists, you know, to a certain extent, even the availability of teleconsultations may not help if there isn't an adequate supply of psychiatrists overall. So, I mean, that is one of the challenges you're looking at here as you try and address the problem.
And looking at other possible solutions, what about efforts in recruitment, not when necessarily when students are coming out of medical school, but much before that?
Right. So, I mean, there have been initiatives that have been started. The Medical College of Wisconsin opened two psychiatry residency programs in northeastern and central Wisconsin in 2017. There are other programs such as a rural outreach curriculum that has been put in place, the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine. So there are initiatives that are out there seeking to address the problem. But at the same time, you know, it certainly appears that it's going to be pretty persistent, at least in the near future.
And is there any effort to make psychiatry more attractive to medical students? Because one of the things that I read is that it's actually one of the lower paid specialties.
I mean, that clearly could be playing a role as well. I think, you know, potentially increasing psychiatry residency class sizes or rural psychiatry residency programs may also help, in particular because people that go into the discipline tend to practice in some cases where they studied. They may also end up practicing, you know, where they lived. So another option would be to try to recruit you know, future psychiatrists from within the areas where the shortages are found.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining us and sharing the information in your report.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Jason Stein. He's research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He was with us to talk about the group's new report showing a shortage of psychiatrists in 55 of Wisconsin's 72 counties.